says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Welcome to the show, folks.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a...
This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. Your host, James Kelso, and this is Monday, April 29th, 2024. We're on for 1 hour, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m., and you're welcome to call in at our area code. Not exactly where I am. That's this number, 512, is down in Round Rock, Texas, deep in the heart of Texas, near Austin. And it's 512-248-8252. Call that number and you can speak on the show. By the way, I'm just listening to myself on my audio setup here, in my headphones, and something happened to my voice. I don't know. I haven't done anything with my voice today. Maybe that's it. I'm speaking for the first time today. And anyway, don't worry. I do sound a little bit, it sounds like I've stressed out my voice, but I haven't. Anyway, maybe I'm going through a 75-year-old voice change. A little late, wouldn't you say? The thing I want to cover first today is the thing that impressed me most today in my, well, you know, I am a political junkie. I watch the key people, and I read as much as I can, and I do it most of the day. And what impressed me most today, well, it's always the same three thinkers: Steve Bannon, Charlie Kirk, and Tucker Carlson. And I would say, among those three, if I could only pick two, I think I'd have to pick Charlie Kirk and Steve Bannon. No slight to you, Tucker. I love you, but I'll tell you, Charlie, and then between Charlie Kirk and Steve Bannon, if I had to pick one between those two, I couldn't do it. They are two giants that are simply unspeakably great, and I can't find a flaw in either one of them. They are great leaders for our cause. Anyway, I was listening to one of them this morning. Both of them are actually Bannon and Kirk. I have not yet listened to Tucker yet today. And although I do subscribe to Tucker's channel or his private website, but I just haven't found a way to catch him every day. I don't think Steve Bannon suits up and slides in front of the microphone every day, twice a day, actually. And then on the radio, I don't know how many hours total. He's on the weekend, too. And Charlie Kirk does the same thing. These two indefatigable warriors are available to us. They're working all the time, A. B, they make themselves available to us all the time. And so that's one reason I listen to the two of them so much. So anyway, Kirk today. Kirk's most important point was on something that I'll bet you not one in, I don't know, just a small number of you are familiar with. I was familiar with it in concept, but now I'm more familiar with it because of Charlie Kirk. He told me about Executive Order 14019, 14,019. I guess that's probably the sequential number of executive orders. 14019, which was written by Joe Biden on March, yes, March 7th, 2021. Charlie Kirk points out that this, well, the title is The Executive Order on Promoting Access to Voting. The red flags should already be waving for you there on just the title of that executive order. It's lengthy. Scroll down through it here, and I will just, I'll summarize a lot of it. Oh, it's lengthy. And this thing is a dagger through the heart of freedom and of America. By the authority vested in me as president by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, that's a big fat lie, it is hereby ordered as follows. Section 1, Purpose. The right to vote is the foundation of American democracy. Free and fair elections that reflect the will of the American people must be protected and defended. But many Americans, especially people of color, confront significant obstacles to exercising that fundamental right. These obstacles include difficulties with voter registration, lack of election information, and barriers to access at polling places. It goes on and on. It gets worse. Here's what it, Section 2, Policy. It is the policy of my administration. Now, this has been in effect now for 3.5 years. And we've been getting clobbered by this for the entirety of those 3.5 years, and we didn't even know it was happening to us. It is the policy of my administration to promote and defend the right to vote for all Americans who are legally entitled to participate in elections. There are two lies in that sentence. It is the responsibility of the federal government to expand access to and education about voter registration and election information, and to combat misinformation in order to enable all eligible Americans to participate in our democracy. Now, that sounds to you know, that could sail right by somebody who doesn't have their Communist Party radar up and running. Well, most of you follow what just happened there. Here's Section 3, expanding access to voter registration and election information. Now, here's where he's ordering. That was the verbiage to start with. Now, here is the order from the president. Now, this is what Charlie Kirk was talking about this morning. This order is an order to 2 million federal employees, 2 million of them, in command of a $6 trillion budget, which is your money. They've got it now. So the 2 million people functioning under this order have $6 trillion to play with. And it says, the head of each, this is two million employees, feels like 2 trillion, 2 million employees, $6 trillion, and 600 different federal agencies. This applies, this executive order is an order to every federal agency, which means every federal outfit of any kind. They're all agencies, whether it's a board, a panel, an agency, a commissariat, whatever they want to call it. The head of each agency shall evaluate ways in which the agency can, as appropriate and consistent with applicable law, promote voter registration and voter participation. And then it goes into great detail here. So what that says is, I order all 2 million of you, get up from your desk, or maybe stay at the desk, but knock off whatever you're doing in your so-called job, and get busy registering voters, maybe creating imaginary voters. How about that one? And get these imaginary and actual voters into the polls or into the mail or into the drop boxes to vote for Joe Biden. He's got an army of, and here's the way Charlie Kirk described, this is brilliant. This is typical of Charlie Kirk, of his genius. He said, Joe Biden has 2 million vote chasers, what do they call it? The term for them is ballot chasers and ballot harvesters. He has 2 million of them per this executive order. And it didn't cost him a dime. They're all working. And by the way, they're all getting paid to do this. He's not ordering all these federal employees to do this on their own time. No, no. This is on the clock. So you're working at your $20 an hour job, so you can pay them $50 an hour to go gather votes to destroy you and to destroy Trump. Now, what Charlie Kirk is saying, now, before I get you too depressed, before I get you really, really out, let me give you the good news. And Charlie Kirk contrasts these two things. The good news is we, patriots, are winning with the American people. In the minds of the American people, we have already won. And not by a slim margin. As the numbers appear now in recent polls, it's devastating. It's a landslide. The American people, and the better a person you're talking about, the truer this is. But the best of America are awake. And then most of the rest are awake. They hate Joe Biden. They hate the demon rats. They hate the open border. They hate the inflation. They hate the endless war. And then you go through the rest of it. They hate all of it. They hate the moral slide. They hate Disney. They hate the, LGBTQ story hour, whatever, you know, all these various things. They hate the transgender bull and the gender confusion. They hate all of that, deliberate. So just go down the hole. There's nothing they like. So we've won that battle. And so you would say to yourself, well, that's pretty good. We've got an election coming up. Hey, we're in good shape. We're going to win. We're going to win big. Hey, wow, I'm feeling good. Well, don't feel good, because we may not win. Because it isn't an election. It isn't about who we've won with the people. But that's not what's going to happen on November 5th. What's going to happen on November 5th is that Joe Biden's, and this is just one of the things that's going to happen, a lot of very, very unconstitutional, un-American, communist things are going to happen. One of them is that for the next 6 months, Joe Biden's, this is a multi-pronged, the communists always work on multiple fronts at the same time. So this front is a 2 million person army. Now you say to yourself, well, wait a minute, not every single one of the 2 million federal employees is a rat. I'm surely just the, aren't some of my neighbors Republicans who happen to have a federal job? Well, not too many of them. Not too many. I'll give you an example. And this is data from, again, the guy who's doing the homework, Charlie Kirk. And he's not doing it all by himself. One of the geniuses of Charlie Kirk, and this is true also of Steve Bannon, is that both of them know how to organize people and know how to win, how to build an army. You don't do it by yourself. So little old me with this radio show, it's just me. That's it. That's not going to, that isn't going to win. That isn't going to win. Maybe I can help as a soldier in the army. But Bannon and Kirk know how to lead. And the reason Kirk is coming up with so much great stuff is he has hundreds of people working with him on his Turning Point USA payroll. And so does Bannon. They have a lot of people, highly coordinated, organized, And so here's one of the things Charlie Kirk came up with today. I'm just trying to make the point. This is not Charlie Kirk's working all night, doing all this research all by himself. He's not. He has brilliant people around him. And this here's a statistic that somebody must have come up with for him. You're wondering, aren't there some Republicans working in the federal behemoth? Well, how about the Department of Justice? That's pretty large. I don't know how many employees they have. Probably quite a few. Let me ask the question here. Let me just, I'll lose my place because I don't read. How many employees does the Department of Justice have? I'll bet you it's quite a few. How many employees does the DOJ, I hope, have? Okay, let's just see if we get a quick answer here. So I don't want to just say a lot. Okay, how many? Okay, I was guessing in my mind 100,000. 115, rounded up, 116,000. Pretty close. Wow. So the so there are 116,000 Department of Justice employees. So how many of them gave a political contribution, or how much money did those 116,000 contribute to Joe Biden in 2020? $2 million. This is a way of gauging how many of these people, because they don't ask them how many, are you Republican or Democrat? They actually try to hide that. But Federal Election Commission statistics do show that somebody is employed by the Department of Justice, and it does show to whom they contributed. So $2 million went to Joe Biden. How much went to Donald Trump in 2020 from Department of Justice employees? This is actually how much went to Republicans. We'll just put Donald Trump under that rubric. It was one-tenth. Not $2 million, but $200,000. So the disproportion, folks, is 10 to 1. 10 to 1. So for all intents and purposes, when Joe Biden sends these 2 million federal employees out marching, it's 10 to 1 against us. But it's worse than that, because the heads of all the agencies are Joe Biden poodles. And they're going to organize their Democrat employees. The few Republicans that they have in their agency, they're just going to say, hey, you just stay at your desk, keep working. That's right. You keep sorting, keep doing whatever the actual work we were hired to do. You keep doing that. The rest of us are going to go out. And that, now this gets worse, folks. Joe Biden has enabled them to give their people holidays or time off their usual job to go out and promote equity, because it's the American thing to do, to go out there and right the injustice of your forefathers, of your forebears, to make it right. Go out on the street and recruit what? Joe Biden voters. Yes, because they've been what? Disadvantaged. Oh, yeah, my ass. But that's the law. That's the executive order, and it's being treated as law. And it is the marching orders for all of these 600 agency heads and all of their subalterns below them. They're all organizing. They're all doing this like busy beavers right now. And we have almost nothing with which we're fighting back. Now, Charlie Kirk was lamenting this. He said, well, we're having great organizational meetings. We're organizing voter campaigns and, you know, ballot campaigns and registration campaigns, and we're recruiting hundreds of people. We'll be right back. We'll talk about hundreds versus millions. Back in a moment.
Best of the free life is still.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Why don't we liberate these United States?
We're the ones who need it the worst. Well, yeah, we sure need it the worst. Yeah, I love Merle's folkish grammaticisms. They're great. But the Charlie Kirk mused when he was laying this out. And I've got the executive order in front of me, which is very long, very detailed, very authoritative. Ordering every head, every subhead of every agency to do a whole lot of things that are really bad. And Charlie Kirk, you know, was holding his head while he's saying, he said, I wonder if this was the plan all along. That was a quote from Charlie Kirk. I wonder whether this was the plan all along, to grow the government so huge they could be in complete control of every election. 2 million people, folks, highly paid. They're, you know, think, and now, what are some of the things that are here? Here, I'll give you a chapter and verse. Section 6. This is out of, and remember this number, Executive Order 14019. So think of, it's almost the teenage years there. Leave out 13. So age 14 to 19, teenage years. That's how you remember this. 14, 0, 19. March 7th, 2021. Joe Biden was, you know, just in his first year in office. No, in his first year. He's in his first couple of months, January 20th to February to March. He's in his first 7 weeks of the presidency. And this thing's so long, I mean, probably took him 7 weeks to write it. Or his staff of communist agents. Here's Section 6, increasing opportunities for employees to vote. It is a priority of my administration to ensure that the federal government, as the nation's largest employer, serves as a model employer by encouraging and facilitating federal employees' civic participation. Accordingly, the director of the Office of Personnel Management shall take the following actions within 200 days of the date of this order. A, coordinate with the heads of executive agencies, that's all of them, on strategies to expand the federal government's policy of granting employees time off to vote. Such recommendations should include efforts to ensure employees participate in early voting. B, 66B, coordinate with the heads of executive agencies to provide recommendations on strategies to better support federal employees who wish to volunteer to serve as nonpartisan, right, my ass, poll workers or nonpartisan observers, particularly during early or extended voting periods. In other words, you get off of work on the clock, paid. There's no need for the president to give an order for people to do volunteer work. That's completely up to anybody. No, what he's saying is, hey, all of you people below me, let your people out so they can go rig the election. Let's go down some more here. The whole thing is every bit of it's a horror. They address the armed services, how they're going to organize everywhere. Now, by the way, I didn't read this. The verbiage includes this, that I Joe Biden, am ordering everybody who has interaction with the public. Now, how many federal employees does that include? Right, every single damn one of them. That when they're interacting with the public, they should be engaged as their first priority in making sure that whoever they're dealing with is getting to the polls, is going to be voting, and shepherd them into the voting. Make sure it happens. Make sure they get active. That's your job now. Whatever else you're doing, you're delivering the mail, you work for the post office, well, that's your second job. Your first job is getting those ballot boxes out there, getting the mail-in voting. Who's in charge of the mail? Post office, maybe? How many employees does the post office have? I know it's way over 100,000. I'm not going to look that one up, but I used to be a letter carrier. But so their job is to, hey, you know, they're going door to door. They're seeing people constantly. They're delivering mail all the time. Now it's part of their duty. They're not electioneering here, see? They're not violating any prohibitions, which we used to have in America. If you were a federal employee, a state or a county employee, you weren't allowed on the job to electioneer. Not allowed to do it. You were supposed to be a nonpartisan servant of the people, serving all people equally. That's not that. That was then.
Then came the day.
This is now.
The mine when a timber cracked and men
we'll be back from the bottom of the mine in a moment.
Praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Start your day on RBN with John Moore from 7:10. With coffee cup in hand, wake up with the Liberty Man. Highly qualified guests share their knowledge with the callers Monday through Friday. His website is second to none, and it's thelibertyman.com. You'll find everything right there. Start your day and be prepared. So give a listen or a call. Tune in weekdays on RBN. Start your day and be prepared. So give a listen or a call. Tune in midweekdays on RBN.
Buffalo Springfield.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
And what Buffalo Springfield just said is very, very germane right now. What it is ain't exactly clear. Now, part of the flowered piven strategy, not just one of the, that communist couple, they articulated, they didn't originate this, it goes back to, you know, Karl Marx, it goes back before that, it goes time immemorial. The strategy of evil is to disorient you, make it that what it is ain't exactly clear, so that you get bewildered. You'll notice, was it yesterday? No, we weren't on. Last Friday, Kelso, for a moment, was a little bewildered. You know, and the day before, I was saying, you know, there's so much going on. You can't keep track. Well, that sounds like discouragement. It's disorientation. And that's their strategy, one of their strategies. Remember, they attack on all fronts. But making our heads spin with things that seem like, what, huh, what, huh? Boys in the girls' bathroom? What? Little children deciding they want to change their, what? Well, that's to disorient you. All the standards, everything that was stable for you, everything you you know, that your culture gave you over thousands of years. Disorient all of it. Then turn everything into chaos. Turn your finances into chaos. Turn your future into chaos. Your employability. Turn it all into chaos. You will become demoralized. And then, and this is the Cloward Piven strategy and the Communist Party strategy. You tear it down in order to erect the communist tyranny. And of course, they don't think of it as a tyranny. They don't identify it as the tyranny. Although some actually, the more perversely honest of them do admit to what it is. But for the Looney Tunes, who comprise most of them, they can then build their utopia, their heaven on earth. The thing that in life they never achieved. They're very unhappy people. They're not happy people, the people who go to the left. They're miserable. By the way, that's statistically verified. They're psychiatrically in way worse shape than conservative people. They're bummed out. And so part of their urgent need for their communist utopia is that maybe this will fix up my life. Maybe it'll get better if we go with communism. Going back to Charlie Kirk's theme this morning, notice in 2022, we had the red wave. Remember that? Right here on this show, we talked about it. The red wave, this tsunami of right-wing votes was going to hit in November of 2022. We were way ahead in the polls. We were winning all around. And then comes November. No red wave. We lost the Senate. We should have won it big. We barely squeaked by in the House, which now is, you know, headed by a deep state operative, Mike Johnson. I like what Steve Bannon calls him, Mike Jellyfish. And of course, it's worse than jellyfish because the jellyfish is just spineless nothing that does nothing. Mike Johnson, actually, he's wrong way Corrigan. He takes the ball and heads for his own goal. So he's worse than a jellyfish. Mike the traitor. Mike Johnson. But in any event, that's so let's not get disoriented. Let's not get discouraged. We are winning with the people. They get it, more or less. But where we're losing is in organization, in the closing of our ranks, of our army, of our military determination that winning is paramount. There is no second place. This is a war. This is not a debate. This is not a rules of the Marquess of Queensberry rules, where after you lose the first round, you could come back in and try again in the second round. Maybe you'll do better in the second. There won't be a second round. Or third or fourth. This is a one-round fight to the death. We either destroy the communist movement in November of 2024, or we will be destroyed. That's it. So it's kind of a short summary. There are permutations of that, but there's no point in quibbling about it. It's that drastic what's going on. All right, let's go to Donald Trump here for a little encouraging something. Here he has, let me refresh my Trump here and see if he has posted in the last few seconds, as he is wont to do. Okay, 16 minutes, I'll take that. Here's one, it's called Choose Your Fighter. This is put up by the president 16 minutes ago. I was blabbering away 16 minutes ago. I should have shut up and played this. Here it is. President just put this up, and I'm waiting for my computer to catch up to it. maybe it's loading right now. And he's got another post 43 minutes ago. He's got Laura Ingraham 46 minutes ago. Let's go with the one that isn't loading. Let's go with Laura Ingraham 46 minutes ago, posted by the president. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a doggone minute here. Let's go to, okay, here's Laura Ingraham 52 minutes ago. He's putting posts up every 10 minutes. All right, here she is, I assume today.
A dose of reality for our friends in the press. For years now, you have failed to cover the real failures of the administration. You gaslit us about how well the economy was doing, and then you pretended that Ukraine was winning when it wasn't. And then you claim that things were returning to normal, when instead the hard left has become increasingly anti-Semitic and anti-American. We tried to warn you, but you wouldn't listen. Americans want a government that will help them, not one that despises them. And come November, they have a pretty good chance of getting what they want. It's a dose of reality.
Well, okay. Now, see, if there were an election, if you were to actually poll the American people, we would get what we want. But that's not, this is not a, there is no fair election. Okay, let's go to another one the president put up. Here's Justice Jeanine, put up by the president 3 hours ago. This is Jeanine Pirro.
The left thought that by locking down Donald Trump in a courtroom in downtown Manhattan, that everybody would literally forget about him. But the truth is, what he's done both before and after the trial, whether it's in Harlem or Midtown Manhattan or just having a quick presser, I think Americans are seeing not so much a guy who's being, you know, targeted by the left, but a man who can withstand pressure. He knows how to survive. He knows how to fight for America no matter what it takes. And that woman and that old guy, meaning Joe Biden, they just can't do anything else to him. And Trump is going to win. I think it's that simple.
Trump's going to win. You heard it there, Richard.
Okay. That's wonderful to hear Jeanine Pirro say that. And Jesse Waters was seconding that thought. Here's a post by the president showing him lining up in New York. I don't know what street he's on here. It's one of the big ones because there are skyscrapers all the way down the street. And here, Donald Trump is in the middle with his blue tie on, and everybody else has got a black tie on, and everybody else has got some of them have a white hat, some of them have a black hat. They all have black uniforms, and yes, that's right. From wall to wall, from edge to edge of the picture, cops, and maybe there's some firemen in here too. I don't know, the ones with the white hats, I don't know if those are what the New York uniform is, but here are all these cops filling the picture, and they're just gathered extemporaneously, spontaneously. They love Donald Trump in New York City, not in Oshkosh or Kankakee, in New York City. Here's one. Okay, let's see here. Let's go back. Let's go to the president. All right. Here we go. We'll try to end the show on the president's, what the president's doing. Okay, here's what he put up. Well, I don't know why I'm getting, maybe it's because I have about 100 tabs opened on this computer. Shame on me. Okay. Let's go down here further and find something. We already had Laura Ingraham. He posted several things by her that were beautiful. And the president puts up, well, this is important. I am very happy to have the full and enthusiastic support of Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. So we had a great meeting yesterday. Yesterday would be Sunday, arranged by mutual friend in Hollywood, Florida. The conversation mostly concerned how we would work closely together to make America great again. So that's very good. So Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump have embraced each other, buried the hatchet, and so you won't hear any more of those. You won't hear any more calumnies of Ron DeSantis or of Donald Trump going the other way. That's good. That's what's needed. That's what Tom Klingenstein, brilliant, brilliant chairman of the Claremont Institute in California, in Upland, California. Tom Klingenstein, that was one of the points of his brilliant short essay, which was that this is for all the marbles. This is life or death. And anybody that's out there having quibbles or qualms about this or that, forget it. Forget it. You're actually being immoral by doing that. This is when we have a chief, we have a commander, we have a leader of our cause. It's Donald Trump. It's not somebody else. It's not Nikki Haley. It's Donald Trump. And if you're not supporting Donald Trump, you're a jerk. You're a liability to the Western civilization. You might as well be working for Chuck U. Schumer. Tom Klingenstein wrote that. Very, very brilliant man. And he didn't mince words. Very clear. You better get yourself supporting this really last chance of Western civilization. All right, let's go down a little further. This nice post he put up 9 hours ago. Truth Social, you can't say enough about good stuff about Truth Social. Truth Social is the real voice of America, with 3 exclamation marks, all caps. Here's a nice one from a someone named Andrew Cherkasky, Cherkasky, former federal prosecutor. And he's commenting on the joke, but it isn't funny, trial in New York. And here's what he says. This is important. This is a former federal prosecutor. He knows whereof he speaks. And he says this.
There is no evidence of a crime that they have introduced at this point from the prosecution, not even arguably. We're not even talking weight of evidence. We're talking whether evidence suggests that at all. I expect the testimony tomorrow to be more of this.
Okay, so no crime is even being intimated. There's no crime. Now, wait a minute. If you have a trial, but let's see. What did you forget to bring to the trial? Let's see. I bought my cell phone. I brought my glasses. I've got my wallet. I went to the bathroom. Okay. What did I? I knew I forgot something in this trial. Oh, there's no crime. Oh yeah, I forgot. No crime. You don't. With the entire world watching, untold billions being spent on covering a trial with no crime. Now, that's not Kelso saying that. This is Andrew Cherkasky, former federal prosecutor. He's not blowing smoke. I don't have any reason to believe he's even a Republican. I think he's just speaking as an actual prosecutor. No crime has even been hinted at. The judge in the case, the judge doesn't care, frankly, but an actual judge would have to engage in psychic telepathy to divine what the crime might be, or if there is one. And of course, a real judge would ask the prosecutor to come up to the bench, and he'd say, "Hey, look, hey, jackass, we've been sitting here for 2 weeks. I haven't even heard a whisper of a violation of law. Get your ass out of my courtroom and thank your lucky stars I don't bill you for the whole damn thing. plus punitive damages times 10. And file an ethics complaint against you with to have you disbarred. Be glad I don't do that. That's what a real judge would do to Alvin Bragg and Letitia James and that whole crowd. All right, let's find another here. We're getting low on our time here. And okay, that's good. I'll check back in with you right after this break.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It will be but a day. When this war
right,
is
we're
over,
back. And you know what? I just checked in here. A little bit of good news. I just checked in NASDAQ on the quote today, closing for DJT, Donald Trump's stock for Truth Social. DJT stock today was up 12.4%, up $5 in one day today. Donald Trump has 115 million shares. 115 million times $5. It was $5.15, actually. Almost six. Wait, is what it is? It is $500 million today. $500 million today. And the 115 million shares times, call it $47, is over $5.5 billion in total for Truth Social. That is good news. And, you know, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, eat your heart out. Stick that in your two pipes and smoke it. That's beautiful. And it's thanks to all of you out there in listener land, all of you people out there posting and joining Truth Social. It is the best social media site in existence, run by Devin Nunes, who was one of the best congressmen ever. How much we owe him is unfathomable. Things he did all by himself as a congressman before he shifted over to running Truth Social. And then, let's see here. We only have seconds left, so... let me just take a look here. Let's see. Now, Donald Trump is running events on impromptu, flash mob basis lately. So the old... Let's just see if anything's under events here. He does have an event organized. It's on May 1st. Oh, there are three of them organized. So get your pencils ready, boys and girls. If you live anywhere near Waukesha, Wisconsin, May 1st, a rally. I think it is Waukesha, and I think all the rest of us say Waukesha. But anyway, it's the same place on May 1st. Then also, same day. Waukesha is 2 p.m., later in the same day, 6 p.m. Eastern, that's 2 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, Freeland, Michigan. And then, third event, on May 11th, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Wildwood, New Jersey. And I think that's that Cape May location right on the beach. And that is going to be wild. That's going to be fun. So there's good things to anticipate. We'll be back here again tomorrow night. And don't forget, Executive Order 14019. So long.
Don't stop believing.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.